write the songs that make the whole world sing.
Welcome to Hour 2 of Minnesota Homebrew, a music show dedicated to the creative efforts of Minnesota singer-songwriters. Whether recorded in a professional studio or in one's basement, we play it. So put on your ears and enjoy Minnesota Homebrew. Most lovely songbird from the northern woods of Minnesota. Her website states that's Germaine Gimberling, a singer-songwriter born and raised in St. Paul, but who has escaped to northern Minnesota and now performs with either a group called Junk Boat or Old Yeller, and performs occasionally by herself and accompanied by guitarist singer Rich Mattson. That's Germaine Gimberling. We'll be hearing more from her throughout the weeks to come here on Minnesota Homebrew. And as promised, we have a very, very special surprise tonight. Singer-songwriter from Thief River Falls, Minnesota, originally from War Road, Ms. Lisa Dixon. How are you doing tonight, Lisa?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Oh, wow. It's a pleasure. Of course, I've had the privilege and experience of hearing you perform before downtown at the gazebo.
Yep.
And enjoying your music very, very much.
Thank you.
And you have a sweet voice. Is that okay to say that word, sweet?
I think so.
Today I went to Bemidji and I attended preventing harassment training. And I told the girls riding on the way down, you can harass me on the way down, but not on the way back.
Yeah, because then you know better.
That's right. And so I was hoping that sweet is okay. However, I guess the ultimate test is whether you take it wrong or not, how you take it.
Hmm.
That's how, if you were offended by them, then it would be harassment.
See, communication is key.
That's, yeah, how true is that? And you have a most delightful new guitar.
Yep. It's a Lil Martin that I got just less than a month ago, so we're becoming fast friends, me and this guitar.
There's a name for that, it's small.
Yeah, it's a three-quarter size.
And
I'm about 5'2".
You're kind of three-quarter size.
Yeah, I'm kind of a three-quarter size person. So
with a big voice, huh?
Sweet is probably the best. That's a good one.
It was a compliment. So what are you going to do for us first tonight?
The first song I'm going to play, I like to think of it sort of as a love song to my friends. It's about, and maybe to Minnesota in general. It's called Fireside.
Okay.
And yeah.
Well, here's Lisa Dixon.
You know the skies are clear, and this night is young. Let's build a bonfire and see who will come. Just like a beacon light, it's calling. Let's get a bottle out and pass it around. And when we're all talked out, we'll bask in the sound, the soft crackle of the fire. With fireside on cool dark nights bathed in orange light, it feels so right with you by my side. Watching the flames dance and kiss the sky, we're lost in time and I don't mind the cooler weather, 'cause I'm on fire when we're together. And if you see me start to shiver, just hold me close, give me your sweater. There's something about nights with people you love, spent under northern lights and stars up above. I'll never get enough, it's calling. So stay with me now, out here in the cold, until the fire dies down to nothing but coals, and we can see the sun just over the trees. With fireside on cool dark nights bathed in orange light, it feels so right with you by my side. Watching the flames dance and kiss the sky, we're lost in time and I don't mind the cooler weather, 'cause I'm on fire when we're together. And if you see me start to shiver, just hold me close, give me your sweater. You can't take it, you can't take it, you can't take it away from me again. You can't take it, you can't take it, you can't take it away. With fireside on cool dark nights bathed in orange light, it feels so right with you by my side. Watching the flames dance and kiss the sky, we're lost in time and I don't mind the cooler weather, 'cause I'm on fire when we're together. And if you see me start to shiver, just hold me close, give me your sweater.
Very, very nice.
Thank you.
You picked that guitar nicely.
And
do you find that easier to play than the other guitar?
Yeah, I like it. It's
kind of fits your fingers.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. A little bit bigger than a child size guitar, if you can picture that.
It sounds great. I've seen many, many artists playing smaller guitars these days. Wonderful. Beautiful song. Give me your sweater. I like that line.
Yeah, kind of based on that concept that a lot of girls or women kind of take sweaters from boys and don't give them back. So
that's right. And if the guy loves her, he won't want it back.
Yeah, he won't mind.
Yeah. Now, you were telling me earlier that you also play piano.
I do, yep. I started on piano when I was 5. My mom started me on piano. So.
And sadly, we don't have one here in the studio.
No, I did not. I did not bring a piano with me. They do not make a quarter-sized piano.
Yeah.
Well, I do have a keyboard that I bring with me sometimes. But
wonderful. And I'm assuming you're quite accomplished on the piano if you've been playing that long.
Yeah, I enjoy it for sure. But there are some it's definitely easier to bring guitars with to gigs and, yeah.
And
shows.
If that ever gets too heavy, you could just take up harmonica.
Yeah, just keep downsizing ukulele.
I don't think you can get much smaller than the harmonica.
That is a good point. Yeah. I guess unless you just did a cappella. Then you just have to bring yourself.
Yeah, for sure. Well, do you want to share another song with us at this time?
Yeah. I have one it's an autumn one. It's pretty mellow.
But quite apropos for this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
It's autumn. There's no doubt about that.
Mm-hmm. Close to winter now, which is, this song was kind of inspired last year about sort of how you can kind of get sad and maybe reflective mm-hmm. over the seasons and looking at life maybe a little bit like autumn in general and ending. But I'll just jump into it. It's called Leaves Fall Down.
Leaves Fall Down. Here's Lisa Dixon here on Minnesota Homebrew.
The only beautiful death I know comes sometime before November snow. The leaves start to change and blow through the air full of color. And you know it's the strangest thing. I know there will be a spring. It doesn't matter that much to me if I'm not there to know it. Well, I know that nothing lasts forever, but I still don't know what's coming after, so I hope that someone will remember. And I know you'll think of me whenever the leaves fall down. The leaves fall down. When the air starts to cool and crisp, I am aware I am going to miss the warmth of summer and all that gives, but I'm not going to fight it. Everything has its time to leave, and when it snows, there'll be time to grieve. So for now, I'll walk through the leaves and be glad for the seasons. Oh, well, I know that nothing lasts forever, but I still don't know what's coming after, so I hope that someone will remember. And I know you'll think of me whenever the leaves fall down. The leaves fall. Think of me whenever the leaves fall down. The leaves fall down.
That's beautiful.
Thanks. Thank you.
You know, I'm going to hear that voice on the radio someday.
You are right now.
Yes, but from a CD being played.
Yes.
It's a lovely voice. And I'm sure everyone agrees. In fact, we got a phone call while you were on the guitar, and I apologize for taking that call, but it was ringing and ringing.
Yeah.
And that was our Pioneer 90.1 volunteer, Chris Cuppett, saying that things sound great.
Awesome.
And, of course, she mentioned that you also are a volunteer here at Pioneer 90.1.
Yep. Yep, yeah. I'm a DJ during the day from noon to 2.
Wow, and yep. Is there some theme to your show? Or?
Not really. I really do enjoy we play that adult alternative mix mm-hmm. and a lot of really great new music that I enjoy. So I kind of mix in some of my own flair, but I mostly kind of I roll with it.
And it'll be a pleasure seeing your CD being played right here someday. Do you have any plans for one?
Right now, I'm in the process of writing, and then I gotta record somehow, I suppose.
Yeah.
But yeah, I do have some music available online right now.
Okay.
It's under the name Lisa Mattson, M-A-T-T-S-O-N, which is my maiden name.
Okay, and that's on where?
You can go to lisamattson.com, or you can look me up on iTunes or Amazon MP3.
Cool.
I'm on both of those, so. And it's just, it's all piano, though, is the thing.
Oh.
Yeah, and that was mostly just because it was easier for me to record because I just did it myself, so.
Well, as having been a guitar player for 50 years and not playing any other instrument, I played a little accordion when I was like 6, but I have an immense respect for anyone who can play more than one instrument, similar to another person we play on here, David Stoddard from Fergus Falls. He's a master piano and guitar player.
Yeah, I dabble in both. On my way, hopefully.
I bet you're much better than you are saying. You're just being modest. So you've lived in Thief River Falls how long?
It's almost 2 years. On Halloween, it'll be 2 years.
How did we miss you that long?
I don't know. I worked as a barista for a year.
Yes, at Wired Bean.
Yep.
Yeah. And so I don't drink coffee. That's why I didn't meet you.
Yeah. I made a lot of coffees and sandwiches.
And odd that you mentioned that because Wired Bean has started an open mic the first Saturday of every month from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. And I understand you couldn't make it the last time.
I had an awful cold. Oh. Really bad one.
And I couldn't because I was at a wedding, and the other people who said they might go also didn't make it. So I'm not even sure if anyone showed up. I deeply apologize for that, but plan on being there the next one, November, I want to say 2nd. Yeah, Saturday the 2nd. And folks out there, stop on down to the Wired Bean Saturday, November 2nd for all kinds of music.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'll be there unless I get sick again. Yeah. No, I shouldn't even say that because.
Well, we thoroughly appreciate having you not only here performing live, but as a volunteer in Pioneer 90.1. So what else do you have in your bag of songs?
Let's see. I have one here. And we were talking about slow music. And I do have quite a bit of slow music, but. Let's see. This one. Oh, maybe I will do that one next. I wrote a new song today, and I was going to experiment that on you guys.
Today?
Yes, I did. I wrote it. I finished it 2 hours ago.
You are very bold.
Yeah, bold, stupid. It all depends on if it works.
What caused you to write this song today?
I don't know. I guess that's generally how I write. It's when, and that's just the way that I am as a writer. I take time to sit down and write, and those songs are usually okay, but it's usually the ones that you just write that end up being the keepers. And I don't know if that's the same for you.
You mean they're spontaneous?
Yeah.
I do not sit down to write a song, ever.
Usually
that's probably why I've only written 400 songs in 40 years. But,
only.
Well, that's only one a month. That's really not many.
Yeah.
Well, but they say if you want to be successful, you should write from perspiration rather than inspiration. So maybe you have a head start on me. That's great. So what's the title of this song?
This one's called Soul. And I guess it's more of a, I guess maybe like more of a traditional love song type of a thing.
Okay. Well, we sure don't mind your experimenting on us here. First time ever heard.
Yeah, first time I ever heard.
Here's so, Soul by Lisa Dixon.
Say you want this. Excuses fall like snow to cover up what's starting. Please be honest. I simply have to know. Just let me deal with my conscience. Every autumn, when winter starts to show, I feel my heart start to harden. I've forgotten how fast my heart can go, and now I find it alarming. 'Cause all the things he said to me still catch me through these memories. If there's a piece I am missing, what's this I feel with you? Do you believe we were made for one another, like two halves of a whole? Oh, you know I fight with my heart sometimes, but you will always have my soul. Say sorry for what you never say. You didn't want me to see it, but it's too late. You stole my breath away. I can't escape how I'm feeling, and all the lies I told myself. I swear to God I don't need help. I hide from everybody else. Somehow you always see. Do you believe we were made for one another, like two halves of a whole? You know I fight with my heart sometimes, you will always have my soul. You can't deny that we mirror one another for reasons I just don't know. It took a long time to see it now, but you've always had my soul. Do you believe we were made for one another, like two halves of a whole? You know I fight with my heart sometimes, but you will always have my soul. You can't deny that we mirror one another for reasons I just don't know. Oh, it took a long time to figure out, but you have always had my soul.
And that's Soul.
Yep.
Single word titles. Do you write a lot of songs with that?
Now it's seeming like I do. Because the other one was Fireside. Sometimes. I don't put a lot of work into titles. Mm-hmm. They're always my last sort of a thing.
Ah.
I guess. Maybe I should more. Because it is the first impression, isn't it? So maybe.
Well, no. And those are perfectly legitimate titles. I've
seen them when they've had nothing to do with the song.
That's
you ever
kind of
seen
a,
titles like that?
Well, where it's, songwriting 101, that's kind of a no-no, but it, yeah. People do it and pull it off.
Yeah. I try to usually go with, I know, and as a DJ too, when the song has a title and then parentheses to make it less confusing, because people will request what they think it's called.
Right.
They have whatever the main tag in the chorus, the hook, will be in parentheses, and I guess I tend to just go with what I assume the hook tag would be.
Yeah.
The thing that people grab onto.
I know there's been some songs in the past. I remember that the one that comes to mind is one by Leo Sayer called Long Tall Glasses back in the 70s. And he only says that once in the song.
Mm-hmm.
But the song, the chorus, and what everyone thinks the song's going to be is that he sings, I think I can dance. I think I can dance. Remember that song?
Mm-hmm.
I know I can dance. That song is titled Long Tall Glasses, and it confuses people.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, I think this is what it is. And then you're, well, actually, it's called this. So and every once in a while, I will have a song where I'm like, this is the point of the song. Is this, you know, maybe say it once or twice. And then I'll go with that as a title if there was a reason for that.
But you never start out with a title.
Usually not. Sometimes I'll start out with the subject. If, like I was saying, sometimes I'll sit down and be like, I feel I need to write about this subject, or I want to write a song about that subject, and then I'll try to go in that direction. But
and the title sort of emerges.
I kind of do that weird thing where I almost start out with a melody. Yeah. Sometimes I do.
Well, it's fascinating. I'm from the mouth of babes, so to speak. You are a mere 24.
24. Yep.
Wow.
I'm 24.
You have come so far, and long ways to go.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I can do one more.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we can do as many as you want, my friend. One of our purposes here on Minnesota Homebrew is to celebrate, but also to propagate the craft of songwriting. And as we don't talk a lot about songwriting, because up to now we haven't had a lot of live guests, but that's going to change here in the future. I expect to have Mr. Don Croker from East Grand Forks in here within a couple weeks. And anyone who's out there who wants to come in and do original music, just go on our Minnesota Homebrew Radio Show Facebook page and let us know, or call us here at the studio, 218-683-8588. Leave a message for Carl. I'm not around during the day because I'm at the dreaded day job. But it's actually a pretty good job. I get to help a lot of people. Down the hall here at Northern College, I am a humble employment counselor. So, up next here, Lisa's going to...
I wasn't planning on segueing into a song that has a title like what we were just talking about. This one's called Impossible Decisions, which is... It's only said once in the chorus, I suppose. But so this one is a little bit more, I guess, metaphor-ridden? I don't know if that's a good word for it. Mm-hmm. It's kind of about those situations in which you realize, even if you are, I guess there's a level in between empathy and kind of like letting yourself get too lost in a relationship with someone to where it's becoming negative, and, I suppose. Yeah. So this is a song about that.
Impossible
Decisions.
Here's Lisa Dixon.
Take exactly what you want to take. You know I do not mind giving me away. We stay exactly how we want to stay, pretending that we cannot change until we're nearly drowning. Well, I've been waiting on your sinking ship. Take me someplace solid, and I've been trying to sail it best I can, 'cause there's no rescue coming. The lights along the shore, they send impossible decisions through the wind. Sink with you or swim. Blame. There's always someone else to blame. I see the choices that you've made, and I know all your reasons. I beg for you to simply try. Even though you hurt me, I cannot bear to lose you. Well, I've been waiting on your sinking ship to take me someplace solid, and I've been trying to sail it best I can, 'cause there's no rescue coming. The lights along the shore, they send impossible decisions through the wind. Sink with you or swim. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, 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 oh. I've been waiting on your sinking ship to take me someplace solid, and I've been trying to sail it best I can, 'cause there's no rescue coming. The lights along the shore, they send impossible decisions through the wind. Sink with you or swim. Take exactly what you want to take. You know I do not mind giving me away.
Again. I see what you mean, that metaphor, sink or swim. Sort of the question you have to ask yourself when a relationship goes sour.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at this point, is it's become, rather than beneficial, it's become a liability. And
yeah, and that's that's sort of the thing, is kind of exploring that thing where you can't, because everyone sort of thinks like you'd do anything for someone that you really care about, and it's at a point where if you can't save them, then you are either committed to going down with the ship with them or swimming because you can. It's an impossible decision.
Yeah. So. In other words, you have to save yourself.
Yeah.
Wow, very nice song.
Thank you.
So any live performances coming up other than open mics? I know we're trying to get you down to Oakley at TJ's.
No, I think I don't have anything set right now.
Yeah, it's a common melody for singer-songwriters in out in the Tulies, as we live. But
anything that's been popping up, I've just been trying to not to say no to anything now.
If you're listening out there and you have a favorite coffee shop, wine bar, pub, any place, and you think Lisa would work well in that setting, tell the proprietor about it, and they can go to lisamatson.com to learn how to contact you.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And
my email address is also, it's lisamariematson@gmail.com.
Okay. Well, that's easy to spell.
Yeah. Yeah. I had a lot of things, and that's why I'm kind of in a pickle. Because I had been producing music under my name, Lisa Matson, and then I got married and was like, well, I'll just continue to do that. But with social media and everything, it was impossible. I would sign up for things as Lisa Matson, and I would be booked for gigs as Lisa Matson, and I would show up and it would say Lisa Dixon. Because they would go, well, according to my Facebook or whatever, they would just correct it. And
so when you got married, you didn't decide to keep your maiden name or to hyphenate?
I just changed it. I just went for it.
Well, they both end with an O-N. And
yeah.
They're easy to spell, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep, my middle name's Marie. So I was not sure if I should. I don't know. Sometimes people, if they find that out, they'll just latch it on.
Well, I do want to thank you for something, though, and that's not doing what so many people do, which to this old guy bugs the heck out of me, and that's not using their last name. So they're Lisa Marie.
Oh, yeah.
Or they're Stephanie Ray or something like that. It's just, I don't care if your last name is Schimmelpfennig. Use it. Use it proudly. Look at my name. I'd be hung.
Yeah, I have a hard time saying your name confidently.
Well, it's easy. Think of that word, how you say it. UNBE is in common in words like unbelievable, unbeknownst, unbecoming. And then think of how and add an N. It's that simple.
Okay.
Unbehown.
Unbehown.
It's a German name, and it means rough cut.
Rough cut.
In German, yeah. And you're not going to hear it in Minnesota, but Wisconsin, and if you go down to the southern part, it's everywhere.
Yeah, my neck of the woods in Warroad is all ending in sons and daughters.
Yeah.
Scandinavian.
No kidding. Yeah, it's really really big around here. I noticed that right away. When I moved to town, they stopped me at the city limits and said, are you Norwegian? And I said, no, don't have a bit of Scandinavian. And they said, well, you'll have to turn around. And then my wife spoke up and said, I'm a quarter Norwegian, and they let us in.
So. Yeah, this is the most Norwegian town outside of Norway, right? I've heard that.
Very possible.
Because we have that festival here with the flags. And
I know I grew up in the upper St. Croix River Valley in Wisconsin, and which was the largest concentration per capita of Swedish immigration. So I moved from there to here, so I didn't gain much, I guess. Are Norwegians better to live around than Swedes? I don't know.
I don't know.
No. You have to write a song about that.
Yes, that'll be my next one.
Well, would you like to do another song now? Take a break?
Break, maybe?
Okay. We're going to break a little bit, play a few songs, and come back with Ms. Lisa Dixon here in the second half of the show.
Yep, sounds good.
Good. Here's another autumn song by my friend Brad Dunsey from River Falls, Wisconsin, who plays quite often in the Twin Cities. This is titled Autumn Song. Thank you.
old white oak trees, about the only one with leaves this time of year. And someone's burning wood in the neighborhood, and it's the blue smoky haze that tugs my tears. Or is the north wind stinging colder, or the gray 'neath my cap getting bolder? No more cricket chirps, leaves scrape the curbs, and the sky is dull. One Canadian goose leading all the troops to see ramparts down on the gold. And the wind blows a shiver on my shoulder, and I'll fist my pocket lint until it's over. Early morning frost powders up the stalks in the fields of corn. A glint of the sun as the day's begun will bring a smile with its warmth. And the coffee in my cup is getting lower, and the pace of my step slower. Silence is drowned by the lonely sound of a crow's call. And the first snowflake is quite a display, bringing to a close autumn's song.
What are you expecting? The corn maze, next day it snows. The gate has a sign saying close. I get a little smile on my face. I only have to wait 364 more days. Best one I know, open from Labor Day until we get snow. It's the corn maze, the best part of the fall, but we'd technically be maze maze anywhere else at all.
Yes, that's Mr. Tim Cheesebrow, and that is his real name. As he says, you can't make that stuff up. Singer-songwriter native to St. Paul, known primarily for his beautiful, folky melodies, inspiring lyrics, and an obvious love for his craft. He's been playing for audiences around Minnesota since he's 15, and he often performs with the Minnesota Association of Songwriters president, Wayne Hamilton. Well, up next, here are the Tarvies with another very unique song from their Barn Raising Days CD titled Rooster, Rooster on MHB. And right after this, Lisa Dixon.
Light.
Vanessa Tarvey's with the voice of Kerry Oberg, along with Paul Imholte on instrumentation. And they're often joined by John Ely. And besides performing as the Tarvies, Kerry and Paul are members of an Irish music group, the Ring of Kerry. That's the Tarvies here on Minnesota Homebrew. Well, we are joined this evening by Lisa Dixon, who's playing her own brand of folk pop music. Don't know how else to put it.
I'm fine with it.
Yeah, well, then that pleases me because...
yeah, I don't... Whatever people want to call it.
Yeah, labels, yeah. We have a singer on the show that named Dave Kofel, wonderful singer, and he said he once met an old man who said that all singers should have their tongues cut out at birth so they don't blather on about their music. And it took me a few months to realize that, wait a second, they wouldn't be able to sing if they had their I'm pretty dense, so. Yeah, sometimes you can overtalk it.
Yeah. Probably not me, I guess, as I answer, yeah.
Well, I'm a bit chatty myself. Folks, you're listening to Minnesota Homebrew, produced in the studios of Pioneer 90.1 here in Thief River Falls, Minnesota, with a grant by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. So what do you got for us there, Lisa?
I have a couple more. I have one, it's kind of summery in nature, I suppose, but I don't know. It's called Rain on Water. It's about spontaneity. I guess maybe it might just be me. Have you ever swam in the rain? No?
Maybe it's just me. I'm picking up on the concept, you mean?
Well, yeah, and like you're saying, I'm from Warroad, Minnesota, which is we have a river and a lake. Mm-hmm. And
pretty good size lake.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Good size lake. So we had a lot of water activities, especially in the summer. And me and my friends swam a lot. And really what that means is we just would go down to the dock and jump off into the water and then climb back in and then jump back in. And yeah. And I especially liked swimming in the rain.
I see what you mean. Of course I did. I grew up on an 850-acre lake, much smaller than Lake of the Woods, but often went out when it was raining, sure.
Yeah.
Now I know what you mean.
Not a lightning storm. No. But in general, something kind of just special about it, about being in the water and being rained on. And
So this is called swimming?
It's called Rain on Water.
Rain on Water.
Rain on Water.
Here's Lisa Dixon.
Water crashes on the rocks. Our feet swing off of the dock. Catch your eyes in there, I'm stopped here in time with you. Then the weather starts to change. Can't predict a summer rain. And I hear you say my name. Now what should we do? Well, I wanna be somebody's reason for losing themselves for a while. All we have are moments, they'll be memories in time. I wanna hold on to this feeling. I'll tell you what I wanna do. I see rain on water, I think of diving in with you. With you. If it really starts to pour, we're not heading for the shore. There's no worry anymore. Our clothes are all soaked through. Let's see how long we can swim. Feel the water touch your skin. So we're ready to go in. We're living like we do. Well, I wanna be somebody's reason for losing themselves for a while. Only ever moments, there'll be memories in time. I wanna hold on to this feeling. I'll tell you what I wanna do. I see rain on water, I think of diving in. Oh, I wanna be somebody's reason for losing themselves for a while. Only ever moments, there'll be memories in time. I wanna hold on to this feeling. I'll tell you what I wanna do. I see rain on water, I think of diving in with you. With you.
Again, I applaud you. I love those front finger rolls you're playing on that. You know, you don't use a pick.
It's probably the piano.
And it doesn't look like your fingernails are long on your right hand.
No, they're not, and I keep them really short.
Yeah, same as me, and I don't use a pick, and you also use a shub capo.
Yep.
As do I.
Which I just started recently, so yeah. I like it a lot. Got it here in town.
Gordon Lightfoot uses shubs. Do you know who Gordon Lightfoot is?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
I didn't know that he used these, but...
He does, that's... yeah, I was hoping you would know who he is. We had a... pleasure of hearing him. John and I went down and heard him about a month ago, and I just went by the Sanford Center today where he played in Bemidji, and always a good show.
I've actually never been in that building. I haven't gone in there yet.
Yeah, it's nice. It's the home of the Bemidji Beavers hockey team.
I went to UMD in Duluth. So. Ah,
and I was in Duluth last weekend.
My little brother lives there still. I love Duluth.
I do too. I went to college across the bay in Superior.
Oh, okay. Yeah. My friend went there. Did you go to UWS?
Yeah, it was called the University of Wisconsin at Superior at that time. Or no, Wisconsin State University.
Oh, okay.
It's called, yeah.
Yeah, it's University of Wisconsin Superior, I believe.
It's before computers, personal computers, and that was way back when. That was the summer of 68. I started college, and in the air-conditioned Twin Ports, and my heart still belongs over there. I love it there.
I think it's just... beautiful.
There's some nice places to play there, like the Thirsty Pagan and the north side of Superior.
Mm-hmm.
It's a brew pub. And
the brew house.
And the Beaner Central.
Beaner's.
Fitgers.
Yeah.
There's some nice venues there.
And there's that Amazing Grace down in Canal Park.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were there
little
too.
Little coffee shop.
Yeah, but you know what you have to do is figure out a way of getting over there. You have your brother you can stay with,
mm-hmm.
and then you could try to get two or three venues in a row over the course of a few days, and
crash on his couch.
Oh, the life of a musician. So what is your last song? We have time for one more tonight, Lisa, and before we go, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for coming in. I see you around during the day, but just your talent just awes me.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. It's really fun.
Anytime.
This one's about writing music, kind of.
Cool.
So, it's called Hear Me.
Scribbling thoughts down Monday morning, stringing together those that rhyme, making no sense. Sometimes I'm sorry, I just can't make up my mind. Making a laugh out of these stories, trying to remember who I am. I know it's probably getting boring, but I lost myself again. So can you hear me through the words I hide behind? Can you hear me this time? Can you hear me through the worry and denial? I really hope you're listening this time. I wish that I could be someone easier to read, not confuse you all the time. You wanted a love song, but the timing's always wrong. And we both know this is what my heart sounds like, a little lost and a lot behind. Oh, sometimes I let the lyrics guide me, they help me find just where I am. Been working it out for such a long time, I'm not sure if I can. I think I feel some things too strongly, it makes me just want to forget. I'm so scared of where I'm going, 'cause I can't see it yet. So can you hear me through the words I hide behind? Can you hear me this time? Can you hear me through the worry and denial? I really hope you're listening this time. I wish that I could be someone easier to read, not confuse you all the time. You wanted a love song, but the timing's always wrong. And we both know this is what my heart sounds like, a little lost. It's a little lost. It's a little lost and a lot behind. Oh, oh.